So our reading was from Luke chapter 2, and we do have these tracts, so if anyone would like to put more tracts out, just come and see me, or you can put your phone number down there and the quantity of tracts that you would like. And we've got Alwyn Williams this morning. I got an order for him, and David's taking it to Alwyn. Alwyn's 91 or so, I think, and he and his mates are putting, they've ordered 1,000, so they're going to be putting 1,000 out next week. And Frank and Shirley are going to put some more out as well. So if you want those Christmas tracts, put your name down or just come and see me. So Luke chapter 2, and we were introduced to a man called Simeon after the birth of the Lord Jesus. And Simeon saw the Lord Jesus when Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to the temple. And there's four things I want us to see this morning about Simeon. And the first thing is that we see Simeon's wait. Simeon was waiting for the Messiah. Secondly, in this passage, we see Simeon's walk. Simeon was a man that walked with God. Thirdly, we see Simeon's witness. He was a witness in the temple. And fourthly, we see that Simeon gives a warning. He gives a warning to Mary. So we just want to look at those four things briefly this morning. So we have a look at Simeon's waiting, and you'll see in verses 25 to 26, the Bible says here, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." So Simeon was a man that was in the temple when Jesus, as a baby, came in with Mary and Joseph. If you have a look at verse 22, in Luke 2 it says, "Now when the days of her purification," that's Mary's purification, "according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him," that's Jesus, "to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." So Mary and Joseph had come with Jesus. Jesus is probably about 40 days old at this particular time, and they come to the temple to offer the sacrifices. And I spoke last week about Mary, and Mary was a person that needed a saviour. She rejoiced in the Lord God, her saviour, and she's coming to the temple here to make a sin offering. One of them was a sin offering of the sacrifices that she was coming to the temple for. And so they go to the temple and they meet this man called Simeon. Now, Simeon was a faithful Jew. And Simeon had been waiting for the consolation of Israel. And what that means was that Simeon was waiting for the Messiah. He was a Jew, one of few Jews that were actually waiting and hoping that the Messiah would come in his day. He was a devout man, according to the scriptures. And his hope, or the hope for the nation of Israel, was the coming Messiah. Now, you've got to remember, in Simeon's day, the nation of Israel had not heard from a prophet for hundreds of years. And we see that he's a faithful man because he's trusting the promises of God. Even though they hadn't heard from a prophet for hundreds of years, here is a man that believed God's word, and he's waiting for the hope of Israel. You see, Micah, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, had given the very place of his birth in a prophecy. Micah 5 verse 2, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." Isaiah had given prophecies of the Messiah. Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." So Simeon here is waiting for the promises of the Messiah, And he stood out from his own people because many weren't waiting for the Messiah to come. And in Simeon's day, there are numbers of people that are actually indifferent to the birth of the Lord Jesus. You know, royalty missed his birth. Herod was on the throne. And Herod, you'll remember, had a report sometime later on about the birth of Christ. Herod missed his birth. And you know what Herod did? He ordered that the baby boys 2 years and under be slaughtered. Not only did royalty miss his birth, but the religious missed his birth. You remember when the wise men came and they spoke to Herod, and then Herod asked his religious people, he asked his scribes, the people that gave him spiritual information. Well, they gave him the prophecy of Micah, and they knew that Christ had been born just a couple of miles down the road, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. The Lord Jesus had been born at Bethlehem. They knew that the Saviour, they knew his birthplace, and the wise men come and they're asking, where is he that has been born, the King of the Jews? And they tell Herod the exact place where Jesus was born. But they didn't bother. They didn't bother to search out for the Messiah, to see where he was. And thirdly, the rulers missed his birth. You know what happened in the days of the Lord Jesus? Caesar Augusta called for the census, and Joseph and Mary travelled from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. Caesar, the most powerful person in the day, missed the birth of the Lord Jesus. So the rulers of the day, royalty of the day, the government of the day, many in important places missed the birth of Jesus. But here was a man, Simeon, waiting in the temple for the Messiah, the consolation of Israel. Verse 25 again, this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. Simeon was a waiting man, but Simeon also was a walking man. Simeon had a walk with God. And I hope that each of us here, that we have a walk with God, that we place our hope in his promises, that we place our hope in the Lord Jesus, that we place our hope in the fact that the Messiah came to forgive our sins, to provide for us the hope of a home in heaven. He was a devout man. He was a just man. He had a great testimony. He's waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Now, that's an interesting phrase there. The Holy Spirit was upon him. Notice the scriptures don't say the Holy Spirit dwelt in him. The Holy Spirit had not permanently indwelt believers at the time of Simeon. That was to come later on at the time of Pentecost when the church was born. But true believers, what would happen from time to time, the Holy Spirit would come upon them and the Holy Spirit could leave them. Remember, David said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. David knew that the Holy Spirit in his day could come and go and leave believers. So Simeon here was a man that had the Holy Spirit upon him. You know, we should be like Simeon. Simeon was led by the Spirit of God. And in everyday activities, you and I should be led by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. And he was led by the Spirit of God to go into the temple. And because he obeyed the Spirit of God and because he hoped in the Word of God, he saw the Son of God. Wonderful story. He was a man that was led by God. He was a man that not only waited, but he was a man that walked with the Lord. Well, I want you to see here that Simeon also had a witness. Look at verse 27. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. I want you to notice in verse 28, he takes the Lord Jesus up in his arms and he blesses God for the Lord Jesus. Have you blessed God for the Lord Jesus? Have you thanked him that you have salvation, that you have life, that you have direction, that you have a home in heaven because of the coming of the Messiah? He speaks here that there'll be a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. All of us here, I believe, this morning are Gentiles. And because the Jewish Messiah came, we as Gentiles have the light of the Word of God, the light of salvation, the light of hope. Simeon was a man that was a witness. He was a witness because he went to the temple. When he went to the temple, he would have been a witness. And here he witnessed in his prayer to the faithfulness of God in sending his son. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Do you witness to people about your own personal salvation? I hope you do. You know, the primary purpose, I believe one of the primary purposes for us to be left on this earth is to be a witness for the Lord Jesus. We can praise God in heaven. We can have fellowship in heaven with other believers, but there's one thing in heaven we'll never be able to do, and that's be a witness to the unsaved. You'll never be able to do that in heaven because all the people in heaven are saved. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time that we need to be witnessing to people. You might say, well, I'm very uncomfortable in witnessing. Well, why don't you write a letter? Bishop Dudley Ford, I've spoken to about him before. He was an Anglican minister, would walk to his letterbox, I think it was every day, with a letter of encouragement for someone. An old retired bishop, that was one of his missions. Go to the letterbox every day with a letter of encouragement. Could you write a letter of encouragement? Could you come close to someone as a representative of the Lord Jesus? You know, I was talking to Alwyn Williams the other week, and he told me a sad story, and there are numbers of people in our society through our government now that are able to have carers come into their home and help them. And Alwyn Williams told me about a situation where one person, one older person, a lonely person, said that I think they said it to the carer, can I just pay you to talk to you? Can I just pay you so I can talk? That's the situation that some people find themselves in our nation today. They are so lonely. You know, we can be people that can come aside, those that are lonely, those that are in distress. We can be a witness in all manner of ways. We can be a witness by our life, by our walk, by our worship, by the fact that we'll be a friend to someone. Bishop Dudley, every day, going to the letterbox with a letter of encouragement. You might say, I'm not happy. I find it very difficult to speak to people. Don't worry about that. We've got tracks that'll do all the talking for you. All you have to do is just put on some sand shoes and get out there and go and put the tracks out. I was putting tracks out the other day in Carrington, and I was putting them over in Maryville there. And you meet people when you're putting the tracks out. Even if you're trying to put them in their letterbox, there are people that are standing outside that you can have a chat to. We need to be witnesses. Simeon was a man that was waiting for the Messiah. Simeon was a man that was walking with God. And Simeon was a man that was a witness. But I want you to see one final thing about Simeon, is that Simeon gave a warning to Mary. Luke 2:34, then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined, he's talking about Jesus here, for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." For a moment here he stops praising, and now he starts prophesying about the Lord. And he says many would fall or rise in the nation of Israel because of Jesus. People in the nation of Israel would either come to the Messiah and be thankful for him, or they would reject the Messiah. And sadly, we know that the majority of the nation of Israel rejected their Messiah. Many will rise or fall, Simeon says. And it's the same today. Many are going to either rise or fall in relation to the Lord Jesus. He also told her that she was going to experience pain. He said here, "A sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Imagine Mary at the cross, only John standing with her, and she sees her beautiful son, the most wonderful person that had ever walked the face of the earth, being despised and rejected and having been tortured, and now there on the cruel cross of Calvary as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. Instead of being crowned with gold, he's crowned with thorns. And they mock him and they rail at him. Her own dear son suffering the worst death imaginable. And yet he was not guilty. But he was there for a reason. Because when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, though he was not guilty, we are guilty. And he took all our guilt upon himself, and he shed his blood to pay the ransom price for our sins, that we can be redeemed and we can be set free. Simeon prophesied about what would happen, and there would be many that would rise or fall in relation to the Lord Jesus. Do you know today there are many that rise or fall? You are going to rise to a wonderful eternity if you know Jesus as your Saviour. If you reject the Lord Jesus, you're going to take a heavy fall. The Bible indicates that there is an eternal punishment for those that reject Jesus as Saviour. And so there are going to be those that rise and there are going to be those that fall. But you know, one day every knee shall bow, even those that don't believe in the Lord Jesus. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I wonder, are you one of those that are going to rise to the glories to be with Jesus? Have you trusted him? I think Simeon's story is encouraging to us because we are at the moment waiting for the groom to pick up his bride. If you're a Christian, you're waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus to take you home to glory. We need to be like Simeon, waiting in anticipation. We need to be like Simeon, who has a walk with God. I believe that he would have been regular at the temple, and he's a man that was led by the Spirit of God. He was a man that walked with God. Simeon was a man who was a witness, and Simeon gave a prophecy, a warning to Mary of what would happen. And you and I need to be warning the world of what will happen to them if they reject the Lord Jesus as Saviour. You know, Simeon came to the point in his life at that time when he saw the Lord Jesus, he realised that he was actually ready to die. He knew that now that he'd seen the Messiah, he could go in peace. And that's the story of every believer. Once you recognise that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is your Saviour, you're ready to go. You can die in peace. You're ready to go to heaven. Paul said, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. He was ready to die, but he was a witness. He was a man that walked with God. He was a man that waited for the Messiah. He was a man that was pleased to see Jesus.